4 nights here.
I'm Adam Richmond, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
All right, we are back. Let me ask you this, and Lauren Murphy coming up momentarily. Matt, which liner that you got, and I'll give you the credit, you got all the liners, which liner do you think is the best? Which one do you like the best? Because there's three that stick out.
You got to go with the fighter of the year and the baddest mother on the planet, Jorge Masvidal.
I don't know. The Hillsborough County Sheriff liner maybe come my phone answering one.
I mean, they're all great, and all of our guests were amazing. I think going back to your question before the break, what the week was for me, it felt like probably very similar to being engaged in a combat sport. It was so dizzying, like being on a merry-go-round that's going way too fast, and then when the merry-go-round stops, you're still in a haze, like a fog. And then, as you said, it's your 30-something media row where everything kind of slows down and it's not as dizzying, kind of similar to a fight where everything happens so slow now because they've been have so much experience. I'm really looking forward to you Super Bowl 55.
Yeah, let's see if you're still around 250 days, 312 days from now.
So Matt just compared media being in a fight, right?
Yeah, he did.
I did. There was a lot more bloodshed on Media Row. I mean, you had Usman and Masvidal going at it.
It's not really that. And I've talked about, and we've talked about media, and you're around it, obviously, Alex. You see it every day. It's media don't care about anybody. They don't care about anything but themselves. So if a media person is talking to whoever, another media person is going to pretty much shove them out of the way to try to get to him. And unfortunately, if they don't, they're not going to have the opportunity to talk to him, but it still stinks. And I kind of made a reference, to something similar, to Dana about media, and we talked about how they now have these different scrums set up sort of Super Bowl style, where everybody's sitting in their own little place, a little cubby or whatever. But yeah, he did just compare Media Row to, I don't even know how to respond to that.
I mean, like how it slows down, like how as you gain experience, things slow down in your mind. It doesn't happen as fast the second, third, or 30th time.
The thing that I liked the most, and this is what I said to Dana, was, I took Matt Hughes's belt to the Super Bowl in 2005. And, it's taken time, but to watch the MMA fighters and the UFC fighters that were there, stations running up. Hey, can we get you on? Can we get you on? Can we talk? So let's run and jump and get another UFC fighter on as we get ready for Saturday. Let's welcome to the program now, Lauren Murphy. Lauren, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. First, I'm broadcasting live from the 8-Man Strong headquarters here in Phoenix. I know this is basically where you live. Tell me something in this area that I need to go do, I need to go see. Play my tour guide just for a second.
Oh, well, what is the name of that taco place? Taco Revolu? Yeah. There's a place called Taco Revolu on 83rd, up by where they have the spring training, and they have amazing tacos. And one of the tacos that they have is like a fried cheese shell. And you have to go eat like 19 of those. They're so good.
I wasn't going to ask you food for, because it's fight week. But since you brought it up, we will definitely go there as soon as this show is over. That's for sure.
Have a couple for me, please.
I definitely will. And I have a food-related gift for you that I will give you in about 5 or 6 minutes at the end of the show.
Yes.
I didn't realize it gets cold here in Phoenix.
Yeah, it does sometimes. Usually February is really, really nice. I actually don't live in Phoenix anymore, though. I live in Houston. We just moved, so sorry about that.
Okay, well, then I won't talk any more Phoenix. What do I need to do or go see when I get to Houston on Friday?
Come to weigh-ins, for sure. Come check out the weigh-ins, fights on Friday. Or Saturday.
I will be on a plane Friday. I'll be there, I think, in time for the weigh-ins. Obviously, I'll be there, for the fight. How do you relax fight week? I mean, do you try to block out Saturday? Do you try to think about Saturday? Walk me through fight week.
Fight week is fun. Fight week is, like, the best part of the whole camp because all the hard work is over, and then fight week is the fun part. It's a lot of, like, media. The fighters get a lot of attention. You know, the weight cut isn't exactly the funnest part, but the recharge afterward is always great. I love getting together, like getting together with all my teammates and getting together the night before the fight. It's just really a good time. You know, a lot of people are flying in to watch me fight. A lot of people that I love are going to be there cheering me on. And, you know, I started fighting and I keep fighting because I enjoy fighting. So the fight really is the fun part. I don't feel like I need to block it out or try not to think about it. I'm excited to go do it. I honestly can't wait. Like, to me, Saturday's like Christmas.
Fight week, leading up to fight week, and then, of course, you know, the day before, 2 days before, is a business trip. And I always like to ask, you know, all of the athletes, is it a fine line to going out and kind of seeing a city that you may or may not, you know, have seen? Obviously, now you know more about Houston than most. You know, or do you try to stay in the room and rest and relax, or do you get out and experience a little? You know, walk us through, you know, your process there.
If we get to fight week early enough, like if we fly in Sunday or early Monday to a city, then yeah, we might go out and see something that's like particularly cool about that city. But for the most part, it's just about trying to be, you know, 110% ready for weigh-ins on Friday and then for the fight on Saturday. And, you know, we take our preparations so seriously. So, I try to sleep a lot if I can during fight week. I hang out with my friends and just try to get, like, good positive vibes around me, make sure that my body's feeling good all the time, and make sure that my weight is on point. And so if there is time and energy to, like, go do something between all that, it's usually earlier in the week, like Monday, maybe Tuesday.
What's the funniest, strangest thing that's ever happened in the middle of the fight? And I always use the same reference, and we've gotten a lot of really cool, funny ones. The one I always, you know, bring up is a fighter was fighting. I forgot his name. Matt, what's his name? Matt.
He's
Matt, Matt disappeared. The German fighter, Dennis Siever. And in the middle of the fight, the corner's obviously talking German, and he said for about 8 or 10 seconds, he watched the movie Inglourious Basterds in the middle of a fistfight. And he had to kind of catch himself. What's the funniest, strangest thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm, like, racking my brain now. You know what? In my last fight, I was really relaxed. I was just in a really good spot, like mentally. Nothing was really bothering me. And my husband came in. He corners me for all my fights. And he came in between rounds. And I didn't know this, but like the commission had told him, don't worry about grabbing the stool for her to sit on. We'll bring it in. You don't have to worry about it. We'll do it. So Joe didn't worry about the stool. He just ran into the octagon and started coaching me. But the commission guy was, like, kind of out of it, I guess. And he didn't bring the stool. He forgot. And so I just kind of stood there, and I felt like an idiot. I was like, what is going on? Like, am I missing something here? And so Joe was kind of coaching me, and I just looked at him. I said, where's the fucking stool? Oh, can I swear? Sorry.
No.
I said, freaking. Where's the stool at? And Joe was like, don't worry about it. We'll bring it in the next round. Don't worry about it. I was like, yeah, try not to forget that next time, huh? He was really embarrassed, but I didn't know that it was because the commission had promised to bring it in, and then the commission forgot. So, yeah, I don't know. I've had my hair pulled in the middle of fights. I've had opponents talk to me before. One girl, like, tried to do a spinning back fist to me, and I kind of, like, waggled my finger at her in the middle of the fight, like, ah, ah, ah. And she just looked at me right in the middle of the fight, and she was like, yeah, I know, and kind of shook her head at herself. Like, weird stuff does kind of happen in there sometimes.
You know, it's crazy, and I think a lot of fans, you know, they don't think it that way. And kind of like, you know, we have an NFL player sitting here, and, you know, we're talking about NFL as well, and it's kind of the same thing. You know, that, you know, we think that there's so much going on and that you really don't have time to, you know, think or do or react, but obviously you guys do.
Yeah, I think it's better when it is that way, when you're just more aware of what's going on around you and, like, you have time to process what's happening. You know, I think that if you don't have that kind of clarity, then you're probably not in a very good spot mentally. I think it means you might be a little bit panicked.
Lauren, I had a question for you. You seem so relaxed, and you say that the fight is like Christmas morning to you. You're so excited, but there have got to be moments in the days before, hours before the fight, minutes before, where, like, the nerves are hitting you. So how are you? What are the different moments to where you can, I'm sure you have nerves, but then at the same time you stay so relaxed. How do you handle that?
Yeah, I mean, well, for one thing, everybody has nerves. Like, you know, it's an event that a lot of people are going to be watching, and I'm a high-level athlete. I'm a high performer, so people tune in to see me. And that can be some pressure, but I also know that, like, all athletes feel that pressure and that it's really normal. There's nothing wrong with feeling a little bit of nerves. And really, like, feeling nervous is really good for us, actually. It makes everything a little bit sharper. Like, when you feel nervous and you have a little bit of adrenaline, then you move a little bit faster and you see things a little bit clearer. And time can kind of slow down for you. So nerves actually really help us. And it's not, to me, it's just not a bad thing. Like, I really love going and showing off and showing everybody what I can do and how much I've improved. I think my favorite thing about fighting is being able to go in there and looking like a different fighter every fight. Like, my goal is to improve so much between fights that when I go in there, people's jaws just drop open and they're like, oh my God, she looks so much better than her last fight. And I feel really confident that I can do that. I've worked really hard.
What can you tell us about your opponent? And when it comes to the fight itself, does it not even matter about the opponent? Is it really all what you're going to do in this fight?
I think so. I mean, obviously, like, we watch her and we game plan specifically for Andrea Lee. Like, we look to see what she's good at and what her habits are and maybe if there's anything that we can exploit. And then we look and see what I need to fix up so that I can be, you know, the best Lauren Murphy I can be. But at the end of the day, yeah, it's like I try to just stick to the game plan that the coaches have given to me. And as long as I stick to the game plan that they've given to me, it almost takes, like, whoever's across the octagon out of the equation. It doesn't really matter what they're going to do. It's really all about what I've practiced doing and making sure that I'm fighting in the same way that I've been practicing for the last 12 weeks and executing the game plan that they give to me. And really, like, if that's the goal, then it really is just all about me, and whoever's across from me, it doesn't really matter.
What can we expect to see from you and in your fight Saturday night, UFC 247?
A lot of violence. I'm hoping for a little bit of blood. I think it's going to be a really exciting fight. Andrea Lee is in really good shape. She's a really exciting, talented fighter. So I think it's going to be a tough fight, and I'm excited to, like, show my heart to everybody. You know, I'm excited to just go out there and let it loose. And I think both of us are going to be looking for a finish and also hopefully a fight of the night bonus. So it's going to be a really, like, violent, exciting fight. And, hopefully, I'm pretty sure you guys are going to see me smiling at some point, sometime hopefully in the first round.
There you have it. It's right around the corner. I said I had something coming your way. I always like to send a thank you gift or two when an athlete or celebrity gives us a couple minutes. You brought up the food, so we're going to send you out a box of Wicked Good Cupcakes. They were
Yes, thank you.
They were on Shark Tank. They're in, and I always wait until the week of the fight because I want them to get there after the fight so you can enjoy them. So we're going to do that. We're also going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, and we're going to put you on hold to get your address, and we'll get that right out to you. Thank you very much for your time, and I will see you out there on Friday.
Amazing. Thanks a lot, guys.
We appreciate it. That's Lauren Murphy gets back in the octagon on Saturday. So you answer your question.
Uh-huh.
From you.
Yeah.
You know, same thing. There's nerves. There's this. There's that. How long do you still get nervous first when you get out on the field? And if you do, how long until that disappears?
Well, I think it depends on everybody. For me, it's like on the field is when you're not nervous. Like, it's almost, you're more nervous beforehand than you are on the field. Once you're on the field, is that's just the part where you're just playing. You can't be nervous.
But you're just reacting, right?
There's too much going on to be nervous when you're on the field. So it's beforehand. That's why it's always interesting getting an athlete's perspective on that, because everybody has it, but it's also different for everybody.
Is it different depending on not necessarily the team that you're playing against, but who you're going against?
Yes and no. I mean, you would think that for a better player, you might be a little more amped up, a little more nervous, whatever. But realistically, every week you got somebody who's elite across from you. So it's kind of the same.
Somebody, and I don't remember who it was, but somebody told me, they made a derogatory comment about an NFL player that he wasn't good or he wasn't this. And I said to the person, they play in the NFL. Mm. You know, and worst isn't the right word, but the worst whatever position is still an awesome, awesome athlete to be playing in the NFL.
Unreal.
Right?
Unreal. You don't just get there.
Yeah. What we are going to try to do later on in the program, depending on time, we got to hit this break. Dan Iga coming up momentarily. We're sitting here with Alex Kappa, and I'm going to try to get Big Nasty on. You know who Big Nasty is, right?
Big Nasty.
Keith, you know, paints himself up. I know you'll know who he is. Okay. I showed a photo of him. Was one of the three that was selected into the Ford Hall of Fame. So he's going to get inducted, the whole nine yards. So we're going to try to get Keith on here momentarily as well. So let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from the global, worldwide headquarters of 8-Man Strong in Phoenix, Arizona. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Ryan Bader here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Big Man Strong here in Phoenix. We'll finish the show. We'll go grab some food, and then I'm headed to Houston for UFC 247. I'm going to ask you a couple questions about these liners. We're going to run the three liners, my three favorite from the Super Bowl, and I want you to pick your favorite. But first, let's go back out to Houston as we get ready for Saturday and welcome Dan Iga. Dan, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much for your time. We always, you know, talk about and hear about training, but something that we don't talk a whole lot about is some of the other aspects, you know, focus, the mental portion. Talk about everything else that you have to go through to get ready for Saturday that's not in the gym training.
I'd say that's probably my biggest strength, you know, is the mental aspect of the game. And there is so much more than just, you know, just going to the gym and getting your workout in. You know, it's a 24-hour lifestyle, you know, day in, day out. You know, everything from nutrition, sleep, you know, the things, the people you surround yourselves with, the tools to recover and get ready for the next day. Everything counts. Everything matters. And, you know, that's something I'm really big on, in visualization and, you know, just the mental game is, I believe, where I surpass, you know, a lot of people in this sport. And it's definitely one of my biggest strengths, and that's what's also going to lead to my victory on Saturday.
Do you think that's overlooked by many? I mean, you know, we don't know numbers and stuff, but that most people don't think of it that way. They just think, I got to go to the gym. I got to get ready for my next upcoming fight, whenever that may be, but not all the other aspects that you need to be focused on?
I'd say, you know, people are definitely getting better. You know, it used to be, you know, train hard, train hard, train hard. And, you know, it's how hard you could train, and that was it. But now people are definitely getting smarter, you know, with sports science and nutrition and, you know, social media. It's just kind of, you know, amplifies all that stuff. So people are definitely getting smarter. I feel like I got a bit of a head start, so that's why I am ahead. But, you know, everyone's getting better every single day. You look at the generation and how fast the sport is growing, and, you know, it's crazy how good people are getting, especially these younger generations. But, yeah, I think that's the most important part of you know, martial arts. So.
You know, it's funny that you just said, you know, how the sport is growing. We had Dana on last Friday from the Super Bowl on Radio Row, and I kind of was talking to him about, you know, how the sport has grown and the process. And he's like, you know, let's remember, it's 20 years. You know, 20 years and we're the biggest, you know, organization, and it has come so far in so little. What is it like nowadays? You know, I've been around UFC since the beginning, since UFC 1. You know, as you walk around, you know, now being noticed and recognized for what you're doing, where back in the past, you know, nobody knew. Nobody even cared about the sport.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. You know, it's like finally, you know, MMA and the UFC, you know, we're getting respected as real, you know, professional athletes. We're along the lines of, you know, superstar athletes like the NBA or MLB or NFL or, you know, whatnot. But I feel like UFC is definitely the fastest growing sport in history. And now people are starting to understand. People actually know, you know, your random Uber driver might, you know who the champion is of, you know, your weight class or whatnot. But, like, you know, they might not be able to name a boxing champion, but I feel like the UFC is growing so much that, you know, now people are, just your average Joe is recognizing, you know, what kind of athletes we are and that we are real professional athletes.
And I think a lot of that, to this point and moving forward, is having ESPN and that relationship with ESPN. You know, all the other Spike and you know, all those other channels were great, but ESPN is the global sports network. What is it like when you see your name on the bottom scroll or, you know, on ESPN as they're starting to promote an event and you see you on there? What's that like?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, it's something you dreamed of as a kid. And actually, I was watching, watching the Super Bowl, and my name popped up, like, actually, it was right after the show on ESPN. They were talking about the Super Bowl, but my name popped up right there. It had, like, the odds to my fight and everything. It's just cool because so many eyes are probably on the television screen at the time, you know, for all the guys that were tuning in for the Super Bowl. But my name's right there on the big screen, too. And, you know, it's pretty cool. I get to go out there and, you know, showcase my talents to the world. So it's definitely huge.
It's definitely cool, and it's another step in the global takeover of MMA and, of course, the big boy of himself, the UFC. What can you tell us about your opponent?
Mirsad Bektik, he's definitely a guy that was, you know, he came into the sport hot. He was a big prospect that guys looked at as, like, the next UFC, the next champion of the division. And he's definitely talented. He's skilled. He's aggressive, he's strong, he's athletic, but he's had some downfalls in his career and he kind of lost some hype, but he's still there, you know, he's still dangerous, and, you know, I'm fully prepared for whatever he has to bring, but I'm very confident I'm going to go in there and get this win on Saturday.
How difficult, if it's difficult at all, when you get the phone call, you're going to fight this guy, whoever it may be, and, you know, whether the record isn't as good or they're on a losing streak, you know, to block that out, because we were just talking about NFL and every NFL player is in the NFL for a reason. But how hard is it not to overlook, well, he's done this or he's done that?
I never overlook anyone. You know, I feel like I'm the guy that will go out there and lose the worst guy because I would overlook them. But, you know, from that standpoint, I never overlook any opponent. I view them as the toughest fight of my life, the most important fight of my life, and that's the same with this fight against Mirsad. It's real easy. A lot of people can. It's easy to overlook someone in the sport, but nowadays in the UFC, every single person is good. If you're in the UFC, you're a high class, you know, athlete, you know, A-level fighter. So you definitely shouldn't overlook anyone, but I'm 100% focused, and we're looking to get the job done.
I won't say the names, but I was in, I won't even say what city. I'll tell you when I see you on Saturday, but I was with somebody whose training partner, teammate, whatever, was fighting, and he was I better not even go into too many details, but I asked him, you know, so what do you think? He goes, so-and-so didn't even train. You know, he overlooked who his opponent was. And he ended up losing. And when I see you on Saturday, wait till I tell you who it is. And it's kind of mind-boggling. But, you know, you can't overlook anybody. You know, that is definitely for sure. All right, let me ask you this. It's one of my favorite questions that I ask to get to know somebody. You're going to have dinner at your house at a restaurant. You're going to invite four people. They cannot be family members. They cannot be anybody from the gym, living or passed away, real or fictitious. What four people are you going to have dinner with?
That's really tough. Okay, I'm assuming wife doesn't count as family, so wife is out. Sorry, babe. I probably have, you know, I have some close friends, you know, really good friends. I'd have one of my good buddies, Puna Soriano, who's also a middleweight in the UFC. One of my best friends since early high school days. I'd have my other buddy from college, probably Sergio Figueroa, is a really good friend of mine, but we always keep, you know, we're not close anymore because we live far away, but, you know, we always keep in touch, always talk, but he's a guy, you know, I know he'd be there to bury a body for me any day if I called him. So I'd bring that kid. I'd bring my other friend, Tony Diaz. He's another, you know, diehard friend, would do anything to, you know, whatever is going to help me. And, you know, I know I'd do the same for him. And same thing, we'd bury bodies for each other.
All right. Well, perfect. I know this, that when I come and tell you the rest of that story that I just told you, I'm going to get yours and those two buddies' names, because if I ever need a body buried, you three are the ones I'm going to call.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You can come to dinner, too, if you want to come to dinner.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Well, what can we expect to see on Saturday?
For me, you can expect, fierce tenacity. I'm just going to come out there and do what I've been training for my whole life. I have a lot to prove. I feel like, you know, I'm the underdog in this fight. You know, people expect him to win, but I'm hungry, and I want it more. I know I want it more. I've faced more trials and tribulations in my life that that's built character and it's built endurance. And I'm willing to walk through the fire. I'm willing to walk through anything. I'm willing to go to deep waters. So I'm going to push this fight and I'm going to look for the finish all three rounds. So that's what you can expect.
Saturday will not get here soon enough. Dan, thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to get your address and mail you out a care package from 8 Man Strong for giving us a couple minutes of your time. And because your wife wasn't included in your dinner, which was part of the rules, we're going to send her a box of Wicked Good Cupcakes as well.
Oh, thank you. She'll be happy.
appreciate your time. I'll see you on Saturday in the media room.
All right.
So there you have it. Thank you. UFC 247 right around the corner. Excited about it. I'm sure you are as well, Mr. Kappa.
Mm-hmm. It'll be good.
Can you take anything? You know, I always ask fighters, can you watch, you know, as a fan, or do you, you know, always working and, you know, how to separate the two? Can you take anything from watching a fight to help you on the football field? Because a lot of O-line and D-line guys are training jiu-jitsu, are training in the MMA to help them for numerous reasons.
Yeah, I don't know if I take it like that. I think if anything, you're taking more of the mental aspect for sure. And then for me, it's just I just enjoy watching athletes compete at a high level and how people handle it differently. Like I've said, like I don't really celebrate when someone gets head kicked and KO'd because I know what they're gonna have to go through. So it's interesting for me to see how they're handling different things.
Can you relate to that? You know, not because you don't get head kicked on the field, but you get hit by a train 412 times
a
game.
Yeah.
So, you know, so can you kind of relate? It's similar, different, but similar?
Yeah, it's different, but we have to go through similar things. Like, for instance, you see Cowboy Cerrone lose, and you see the way he handles it, and those like, dang, there's something you can learn from that. Like, that guy's won a lot, but he's lost a lot, too, and so he knows how to handle it. He knows how to come back from stuff like that. So I think those are the things you learn from more than – I'm not going to learn from their technique. I don't know anything about what they're doing, but it's just fun to see how they handle things.
We still need to get you into a jiu-jitsu gym.
I don't know if I'm ready for all that.
I think you are, and my trainer is supposed to be moving back. You know, he left for a few years for a few reasons. Opening up his facility, I believe, will be in Wesley Chapel. Matt, you're going to start going there and sending the girls there, right?
I will. Absolutely. I'm going to take my daughters there, and I can't wait to get back on the mats. And, Alex, you definitely got to do it.
With Matt, with David Vieira. So we're going to hook you up with that.
Sometime.
No, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I believe it.
You know, and it's all just knowing where to stand and knowing the right moves and kind of stuff. And how could that not help?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not that I know. I'm not an offensive lineman, but I'm trying to eat my way there.
Yeah, there you go.
I am trying to do that. All right, we're at the bottom of the hour. Let's go hit a quick break, and then we'll come back here to the headquarters of 8 Man Strong. Jump on the website. Check out 8 Man Strong. I wear it. You know you want to wear it as well. All right, we'll be right back. This is Knockout Radio.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet?
At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Adam Richmond, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
All right, we are back. I did forget. So luckily that spot was ran. So I'm going to ask you, and Matt, even though you did it, You can tell me yours, even though it doesn't mean anything what your answer is. But you can. So if back at the station, if you can get those three liners ready, we're going to rerun the Masvidal that just ran.
Yeah, I love that.
The Hillsborough County Sheriff, which happens to be my favorite. It's going to be my ring. It's going to be when you call my phone.
Yeah.
This is going to be my answering.
Okay.
And the third one is Adam Richmond, who did A Man vs. Food.
What about the LT liner? Since we got Alex there, like what? What importance, like, is LT the GOAT on the defensive side of the ball?
What does that have to do with the three best?
Because I got a liner from LT. We got Matt, a liner.
It was a liner from LT, which is great. LT is in the Hall of Fame. He was great. But I don't think, all right, so if it's going to make you feel better because you got it, if you can let me know back at the station, we're going to run all four of those. So we're going to throw the LT one in too. And I want your opinion, Alex.
I got to take you and Matt to marriage counseling and get this settled out.
No, we almost took care of that. All right, let's run those four liners.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
Four nights. I'm Adam Richmond, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, so there's the four. Now, LT is good. It's LT.
Oh, yeah, it's LT, which is cool, but that's not the best line.
Right, it's not even the top three. I think those were the top three. And it's difficult. I love all three of those.
I think you know who I'm going to pick, and it's not even close. Masvidal, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, but it is awesome.
Okay,
it's very similar.
It's got the belt to back it up.
No, absolutely, and it's very similar to our Mike Perry liner. Correct, Matt?
Oh yeah, very similar.
So it's very similar. Masvidal was the coolest dude. You know, it was.
Did he just do that last week?
Yeah, he did it on Radio Row.
Yeah.
how do you not go with the sheriff? To me, that's the best. And they added Richmond with the knuckle sandwich off the top of his head.
Yeah.
You know, how many times, you know, and I say it to Matt all the time, I get done an interview. It may be a week later. And I realized I went into my office. So we did Radio Row Tuesday through Friday. Joanna did the show on Wednesday, right?
I think it was Wednesday. Yeah.
I think it was Wednesday. I get home on Sunday morning. I go into the office on Monday and I look on my wall where I have all the MMA bobbleheads and right. There's a Joanna bobblehead. And I didn't remember to bring it up.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying how for Adam Richmond to just the knuckle sandwich and all that was, it's awesome.
True.
I'd like all three, but I'm leaning towards the jail one.
Isn't that the worst when you think of something, you're like, wow, I had the best answer for that question, but you think of it a week later, yep. And you're like, dang.
I think a lot of times, and I think I've said this to you on the Monday Night Player Show, that if I'm driving home and I say, I wished I would have said this or brought this up, to me, that means we did a really good show, whether it was you or one of the other players. Because a lot of times you sit there and, you know, the player's not helping that much and you run out of stuff to talk about. And it hasn't happened often,
yeah.
But it can happen. So if I've kind of gone through the whole hour, whether it's an MMA fighter or, you know, whatever, and then I'm like, oh, I wished I would have. I think that means it went pretty well.
Yeah, it means you were filling the air. There's no...
Just having a good conversation. You know, every once in a while I'll write a couple notes down, but a lot of times I forget to even look at them.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I've done a note for a show that you've been on since, I think, the first show.
Since we just met each other?
Yeah, I'm saying, well, the first time you got to, yeah. you know, your school or this, that, the other. Now it's, we don't talk any of that stuff
all
as right, well.
But I got to go with Mazadol. It's Knockout Radio. He's knocking everybody out. He's going to have a freaking awesome fight coming up for the real belt, even though the BMF belt, I think, is pretty cool.
It is cool.
And, yeah, man, that got me fired up, honestly.
And which one are you going with, Matt?
Oh, I called Mazadol in the first hour, so obviously I'm staying with that.
Now, is it because it's Mazadol? Is it because of his year last year? Is it because of the MF, which Mike Perry did as well? All of the above, one of the three. What made the Mazadol?
I think it's a combination of all that. I think it's just the swagger and who he is and the intensity of how he says Knockout Radio. And, you know, it was in his hometown of Miami at Super Bowl, you know, and he had the epic 2019. I mean, who had a better year than Mazadol last year? But you did, going back to the reference of missing an opportunity, when we were speaking to Anthony Munoz, Hall of Famer, all 100 team selection, the Cincinnati Bengal. You failed to mention the country music and the Rascal Flatt connection.
You know, I did. And the funny thing is when Anthony Munoz was talking to the guy to the table next to us, they were talking country music. And, you know, I always try to...
What's the connection there? With
it? He's a big country music guy, and then he was doing a charity event and somehow met Jay and Joe Don from Rascal Flatts and Gary, I'm sure as well. And they volunteered to fly in and do a concert for him. So there was a connection. And then I do the thing with Rascal Flatts April 15th this year. And I wrote down country music and the Make-A-Wish. And we just talked football and, you know, he played for Sam Weiss and then came to Tampa. And I try to keep these short, you know, 8-10 yeah. minutes, except for our hour show. And so then as soon as I got done, I'm like, I didn't bring up the country. I didn't bring up Rascal Flatts. I didn't bring up that he's an MMA fan.
Yeah.
You know, nothing. So
that's all right.
Ship, S-H-I-P, ship happens.
It does indeed. It does indeed.
All right. So what else, Matt?
What else?
Trying to make sure he's still awake.
Can I roast you for a second?
Yeah, roast me. Get me.
Oh, not you, man. You get roasted enough. I got a roast ring.
He's an OG. Be careful.
He hits me the other day. He goes, hey, did you see the Dane interview? I'm like, no, I didn't. He's like, okay, let me send it to you. And he has to like find me on Facebook, ask me my real name. Can't send me the link. I'm like, dude.
I'm not computer literate. You know that.
At all. You run a radio show and you couldn't even send me a link, but it was pretty funny and it was a good interview once you find the guy.
I have no idea how to send. I really want to go to some class to learn how to do a lot of this stuff or have Ed teach me how to do some editing and stuff.
You got a young man right here who can help you out to share a link.
Yeah, I'm sure. And why was it so funny to ask if it's your real name?
You thought it would be like under an alias or what?
Well,
I'm not that big time, dude.
I didn't know because a lot of times celebrities and athletes don't want people to know, or, you know your business or whatever. But if you're Stanley Hoover McGregor's Johnson, you know, we would never find you. Yeah. So I didn't know.
That's fair. No,
And there is more than one Alex Kappa on Facebook.
Is there?
Yeah.
I don't really use social media very often, so I'm not worried about having an alias. You know?
Right.
Well, that's why I go by Nicky Pizza Man, just to, for my own safety. You know, it's crazy out there in the street.
Don't want your personal image. All the fans.
If I'm not with the OG, sure. I don't feel safe. I'm just saying.
Oh, God. You both are just... you know, why am I asking Lauren Murphy, who no longer lives in the Phoenix area, who now lives in Houston? I should be asking you, where should we go eat?
I don't know, dude. I don't really do much. I did recently out here, though. There's Steak 44. Have you heard of it? It's like the best steakhouse out here. And I'd never been there. Finally went. Honestly, I had two desserts while I was there, because here's what happened. It was for my birthday. My birthday was like a couple days later, so they freaking, of course, tell the waiter, you know, oh, it's his birthday.
Make they sing happy birthday to you?
Everything, the whole day. So they bring out me a little cake with a little happy birthday Alex on it, and so I'm like, all right, I got to eat this, but I know there's this other red velvet dessert that everyone's crushing, and it looks so good, and so they're like, dude, we can tell you want this. Just order another one. So I had to have two desserts. It was a real tough night for me, let me tell you.
Imagine that. Matt, a steakhouse. You think I should go?
I think you will. I believe I'm 100% sure you will end up at that steakhouse.
I Googled Brazilian steakhouse in Miami. Mm-hmm. Now, you know me well enough. I looked at how many dollar signs are on the thing, right? So I call this one, and it was really cheap. It was $30, Brazilian steakhouse.
That's huge for Brazilian steakhouse.
Right. So what was I most scared about, Matthew? The quality.
Okay.
No, not the military discount. I was what an idiot.
He always does want the discount.
I did ask. No,
yeah.
Why
not?
I don't have a problem asking, and I don't have a problem if the answer is no. So we went there on Wednesday and crushed it. It was unreal.
Yeah, you impressed me with how much you could put down at the steakhouse.
You know, just so you know, I didn't eat that much that night.
I'm proud of you.
I didn't. I went home and I
gave a little respect for you.
I told my wife, I said I wanted to eat more, but I didn't want to go overboard with Alex. So we went there on was it Wednesday night? Yeah, it was Wednesday.
We went Wednesday and Friday.
Okay, well, we went on Wednesday.
the same place.
We had some friends come up, and I said, do you want to meet for dinner? They're like, yeah. So I sent them the address and the name. They went to a different steakhouse. I'm like, where are you? It's 45 minutes in. We're waiting on you. So they rechecked it. Oh, we went to the wrong place. It took them another 45 minutes. They go, you know, you're in the heart of the hood, right? You are in like the worst neighborhood in Miami. And I wondered why the place was empty, because it was really good. So they show up, and then it was three of them. It was only supposed to be two, but it was three of them. And two of them say, we don't eat meat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that was terrible. It was the most awkward dining experience.
They just did the weak salad bar. And the two friends, the one friend said to the other friend, you knew we were going to a steakhouse. Why wouldn't you say you don't eat
Especially
meat?
Especially a Brazilian steakhouse. That's all they got is meat.
And it's unlimited. It's unlimited.
Right. Well, so it's not, they don't eat, meat, because he ate the pork and he ate the chicken. So he still was able to eat a little bit.
Oh, so they just don't eat steak.
Right. Well,
okay.
Well, I mean, chicken's not considered meat, right? I mean, but what's funny is when they walk around with those little chicken legs, I'm like, get that crap away from me. I want meat.
Yeah, I got a couple of chicken things while we were there, and you kind of
looked
down.
I did catch it, right?
I was like, dude, it's good, too. Like,
I had, matter of fact, the sausage was really good. Did you have any of that?
I did. I had everything.
My dad yelled at me once when we went to the one in Tampa because I got a sausage. The same way I looked at you with the chicken, I kind of looked like he looked at me like, you're eating sausage? There's steak. There's lamb chops. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, but the sausages are really, really good. What do you know the upcoming, when you have to be back? When is OTAs and LTAs and MSAs? And
it's middle of April. I'm not sure exactly when, but it's middle of April. Yeah, I'll cross that bridge when we get there. So that's some time.
Do you try? Like I asked the fighters, you know, they try to. I've asked them, do you try to block it out? You're fighting on Saturday. Are you trying to like clear your head and not even? Because I won't talk football. I don't talk football during the season. Why do I need to talk it now?
It's not like that. Like you're trying to block it out. It's just you take a short step away is what I would say. And by now, like I'm back into it. I'm back training. And it's back on my mind. But you have to take a short step away for sure, just because it's on your mind all the time. So. really for that couple weeks right after. It's get a little breather.
I think people have a hard time believing, and I always did until like this year, when players would tell me, you know, I don't know what day it is. I don't know who we're playing on Sunday. And yeah. I've always said, come on, I don't buy it. But I'm starting to really truly believe it, that it's almost like Groundhog Day, which is another one of the good commercials. The Groundhog Day for Super Bowl is pretty good. But it's like, you know, this day I just show up and I do this. And tomorrow I show up and I do that.
Yeah.
So you kind of do just kind of lose track of.
You definitely lose track. And I think you kind of have to. If you're worried about, if you know who you have the next 4 weeks, it's like, you can't think about all that. It's like, what do I got today? Sometimes it even feels like, I don't even know who we're playing. Like, I know who their personnel are. I know what defense they run. I know what moves they use. I know what to expect. But, like, the team, I can't, I'm like, wait, who do we play?
Really?
Like, you know all the details about everything. But it's like, it's just, you're so far into it that you don't really see the bigger picture sometimes, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. Matt, do you have the fight card for Saturday?
I do indeed.
Why don't you run down, the card, and let's see. I'll watch Alex's reaction to see which fights he's looking forward to.
Gosh. I don't know all of them.
Well, you don't have to. Yeah. You know, honestly, they're the ones that I look forward to more.
The ones you don't know.
The ones you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and I always get so aggravated when fans don't show up and, you know, it's almost into the main card and it's still three quarters full. I think they're the fighters that are trying to step it up even more because it ticks them off.
Yeah.
You know, they want to be seen. They want all that stuff as well. So go ahead, run down the card there, Matthew.
Yeah, your title fight, obviously the John Jones, the GOAT, the light heavyweight champ versus Dominic Reyes, the undefeated Dominic Reyes in your title fight. Valentina Shevchenko, the flyweight title champion, is taking on Caitlin Chikadagu.
Yeah.
How do you say it? I like it when
you butccher him. So just
Juan Adams taking on Justin Taffa.
That's my new guy. I'll tell you what.
Well,
you know, it's funny because, well, and again, you know this. When you talk to somebody and you're not centering on football or you're not centering on wrestling or MMA or whatever you're doing, they kind of open up a little bit more, you know, and have a good chat because I don't call them interviews. And, you know, this guy's a big WWE wrestling fan and a foodie and all the stuff. I'm like, I'm not going to say I'm rooting, but I'm looking forward to meeting him in person on Saturday night.
Yeah. Plus, I like watching heavyweight fights, too.
Who doesn't?
I mean, like, sometimes the smaller fights are more entertaining because there's so much more action. I'm not necessarily more skilled, but there's just more that they can do physically. But the heavyweight fights, it's just exciting.
Everybody loves a knockout.
I know.
All right, continue.
Number four, Mirsad Bektik, the pretty one, versus Dan Inge. Number five, Derek Lewis versus your boy Latifi.
And that rounds out. And I know we only have a minute left, but who would have thought that Derek Lewis would be your first fight on the main card?
Isn't that crazy?
You know, crazy. That's his hometown, right?
I think so.
Yeah. So, which just goes to show this card is stacked. The undercard is stacked. The fight pass card is stacked. I'm looking forward to it. I will get out there on Friday. I'll hit a couple steakhouses there as well. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank all of our guests. I want to thank you for stopping by, AC.
My pleasure.
Good stuff. You know what time it is now, right? It's shopping time as we go next door. I'm looking forward to this. And I may grab you an XL shirt. I may get you something, Matt.
Oh, that's nice of you. OG, the OG's in the house.
Coming to you live from the 8-Man Strong headquarters, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone and 8-Man Strong. See everybody next week. Watching every move on her face.
She said, look, what's your game? This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.